In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lent 1 is very much like Advent 1. An invitation for the faithful to prepare. How are we to live these somber yet rich days so that we are truly prepared to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord in the year 2003? God's words to us today offer wonderful counsel for the Lenten journey. For in our text, we hear our Lord contrast a tension that exists within each of us. That tension is between what we think we want and what we should want as the children of God. For today's text pits a theology of glory against the theology of the cross. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you." What Peter did is probably what we would do. For like Peter, we see things from below. And when it comes to matters of the kingdom, those eyes are always wrong. But together with Peter, we are put in our place. As our Lord says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." That is the tension. Right there, each one of us is indicted. Looking from below, we are sure that there has to be a better way. Let's face it, it's very hard to look at the ways of God, especially when it means looking at his suffering. But that's the point. A theology of glory is easy to view, but a theology of the cross is excruciating for us to view. For what our Lord endured in his suffering, his humiliation, his willing obedience for us is beyond us. But that's the way of the cross. Our Lord's rebuke of Peter is strong. For Christ knows that Satan is using Peter. And we know that Satan uses us. And that is why we deserve this rebuke. But we also know how our Lord also knows how weak we are. Peter's not left there, and we are not left there. We hear our Lord's words, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." That's what Lent is about, taking up the cross and following him, preparing in such a way that we give up our eyes that see things from below and instead follow him with eyes that he gives us to see things from above. This is not easy, and our Lord knows it. We have to deny just about everything that we are by nature because his ways are not our ways. That is why blessed forgiveness that follows repentance is the order of the day. And that is the beauty of these days before us, because they bring us again and again to the feet of the one who heals us again and again. Without a doubt, we are more likely to end up in this good place in a season that repeatedly brings us to this good place. As pastors, I think you will be surprised to learn that even in these days when a theology of glory seems to reign supreme, many of your people will name Lent as their favorite season in the church year. These are the saints who know that at our Lord's feet they will receive a new and clean heart. They long for this. And they long to see things from above as God would have them see it. Oh, Satan is still there, battering with his enticements and his masterful deception. For one of his greatest strengths is that he knows our greatest weakness, and he seeks to dwell there. But we are to rebuke him as our Lord rebuked him. Send him scurrying away. Tell him to leave you alone. Use the name of Christ, and he will flee. After all, he is only the prince of this world, but you belong to the King. You were bought with the precious blood of the King. Rebuking the enemy is part of how we prepare. Do you need strength to do this? Repent and return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. He will not only hear you, he will receive you at his table, he will fill you with himself, and he will grant you all that you need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.